friends, we are continuing our previous shir in the sugya of Shtar Zaifa. We asked a whole series of kashas from the Torah of Moreno Rabbeinu Hagon, Hagadah of Rav Moshe Luria, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. And now we're going to see the Mahalach. Just to summarize what we learned in the sugya, we had one case in the Gemara where somebody said to his friend, "What are you doing on my land?" And his friend said, "I bought it from you. There's the shtar." The Mara said, "It's the shtar zaifa. It's a false shtar. It's a counterfeit shtar." And then he bows down. He whispers into Rava's ear. He goes, "Yeah, it's a counterfeit shtar. I had a good shtar and it got lost. And I said, in the meantime, I'll just take this. But I really had a good shtar." So Rava says back, "What's the din? He's Naaman because he's a malo l'shaker. He could have said it's a good shtar." So he didn't say it's a good shtar. Instead, he said that he had a good shtar, so he's believed. Rav Yosef says, "What are you samech on? This shtar? This shtar is chas b'balma." That was case one. That was dealing with land. Here, then case two was talking about money. And this is the exact same maisa. He said, "Give me 100 zuz that I lent to you. Here's the shtar halva." And his friend said, "It's a shtar mezuyef." He whispers to Rav Z, he whispers to Rava, he says, it's a shtar mezuyef indeed, but I had a good shtar and it got lost. I said, I'll take anything. Rava says, "Here's a shmalo l'shaker." He could have said, "It's a good shtar." Rav Yosef says back, "No, what are you saying? He's saying, this shtar is scheris, it's nothing, so you can't rely on him." So Rav Idi Bar Ravin says that the halacha is like Rabba when it comes to karka, that he is believed with his migo, and the halacha is like Rav Yosef when it comes to zuz, when it comes to the money case. The halacha is like Rabba, because in the meantime he's on the land. So hecha dekai ma'ar tekum, where the land is, let it go. And the halacha is like Reb Zeir, Reb Yosef, when it comes to money, because wherever the money is, let him keep the money. So therefore, in the first case, he's on the land, the person with the shtar, so he gets to keep the land. In the second case, the person without the shtar, the love, gets to keep the money because he's holding on to the money. So again, we asked a whole bunch of kashas on this. We saw the Rashbam, who says that the reason this isn't a good migu is why? Because in a migu, below dami l'shar ma l'shakar, it's not like any other ma l'shakar shibu gemara. In the gemara, sheshtei tainas v'chodos l'mis l'vos tainas can be true. The taina that he makes and the taina that he could have made and he's not making, so we say migu, but here, what ma'al l'shaker do you have? It's like ma'al l'shaker mako made him. Because his whole koch and his chazak in the karka is through this shtar. Now how can we say ma'al l'shaker b'shtar zeh? He could have said it's a good shtar. He's moded that the shtar is puzzle. So it's like Migo mako made him. Hodas baldinka made him. He's moded that the shtar is puzzle. So therefore this isn't a good Migo. So the question is, ma pitom? Every Migo is like that. And every migu, when you make taina A, you're essentially negating taina B. So here, he's making one taina, that he had a good shtar. And he's negating B. He's negating the taina that it's a good shtar. So it's like every other migu. So why does the Rashbam say, the fear of Yosef, that it's not a good migu? V'nira loymar bebir divrei ha-Rashbam. So says Harav Luria, Mamish Egon Olam and Etzadik Yisod Olam, as follows. I'd like to explain the Rashbam like this. The Yesh Lodin B'chol Migu Sheyesh Lafan of Shtei Tainis. We have to discuss whenever you have a Migu that involves two different claims. For example, you have a Migu that hechzarti, I return the object. Migu shenensu. He says, I return the object. He could have said that there was an ones, and instead he says, no, I gave it back to you. He could have said, I never gave it back to you. This object you gave me, and there was an ones, and therefore I'm putter. But he said, no, hechzarti. So what's pshat in azam migu? Do we say that there was mitzad echad hoda shelo nansu? Mitzad echod, he's admitting that there wasn't an onus, and on the other hand, he's making the taina that he returned the object. v'neman b'migu al shnei hadvarim, and he's believed on both ends. In other words, he's neman mitzad hodas bal din, that there was no onus here, and he's neman that hechzarti b'migu. So he's believed on both tainus. Or do we say no? That since he's not coming to be mischayev when he says hechzarti, and he's moda and he admits that he wasn't nanas, if so, since the hodav lo nansu isn't mechayev him, then so even on the nansu there's no din hodas baal din. Because the ikar ne'amanus of hodas baal din is when he's coming to be mischayev al yedei hodaso. Aval ineno mischayev, but if he's not coming to obligate himself al yedei hodaso, since he's tying and making another tying to patter himself, there's no das baal din, and we don't believe him. Lo al hodaso, v'lo al tanaso. Rakshi yesh lo tainas ein lecha biyadi. So since he's not believed, since he's not mechayiv himself, and he makes another taina to patter himself, there's no hodas baal din. And we don't really believe anything he says. All we know is he's saying Ein lecha biyadi, I don't have what you're demanding of me. You say that you gave me your gold watch. I don't have your gold watch. Is that the pshat? Or is the pshat that we believe both tainus? Is he believed or is he not believed? Do we believe him that yes hechzarti and lo nansu, even though in the lo nansu he's not being mischayev? Or do we say that since there's no hischayevus here, we don't believe him at all on any detail of his taina, we just believe him that he doesn't ein lecha biyadi? And it emerges that the entire time he's in a matzav that he can make another taina. He can make the taina of nansu. Now, as we believe him in principle that ein lecha biyadi, but we're not believing him in each of the taina specific, either taina specifically. So he's always in a matzav, according to the second approach, that he could say ketaina nansu, and the migu is always there. The migu is always there in potentia, and potentially he always has this migu. So we say we believe him on both tainas, or we believe him on either taina, and therefore he always has to, he can go on the migu. He has a migu. We made taina A, he could have made taina B, so we don't believe on taina A or taina B. We just believe ein lecha biyadi. So therefore he can switch it around. He can say, alright, I want to make taina B. So he always has the migu. Ladina, we find that a person can make a taina mipatur lepatur kol zman she'ein edim. As long as there's no edim, there are no edim, he can go make a taina from patur to patur. And if before, and he says lola visi, he can now turn around and say lavisi uparati, I borrowed and I paid you back. So if mitzias, he always is the koach amigu. But tam zeh sheyochel lachzor mipetur lepetur, eino dafka mishum migu sheyochel yishar b'tayna akodemis. Ela mishum delo naktinan kan hoda gemura shelo para. And the reason he can go from petur to petur is because we don't assume that he's making a complete hodah that he didn't pay back. So when he says, lo lavisi, which means lo parati, he can go back and say, no, lavisi o parati, because we don't assume that he had a hodah gemur that he wasn't praying in the first place, saying tos hachoshim mitzim et peisif katan gimel. So that's a very, very interesting chakira. How do you understand the migu? Is it always there because we don't accept his specific tainas? Or no, we accept both tainas. So it would appear from the Rashbam that they're ne'aman b'migu, it's not absolute ne'amanus. That when he could have made two tainas and he made one taina, we believe him on both tainas. When he says A and he could have said B, we believe him about both A and negating B. We believe him on both ends. No. But rather, like the second side of our chakira, that in every migu, we require koach ha-migu kol hazman. That we're not mekabel the hodos baal din and the taina that he didn't make. And therefore, both tainas can be emes. Gamacha sheton kach. Still, both tainas can be emes. Even after he makes one taina, taina two could still be true. And he can change it to the, you can still use that taina. So it'll be on both tainas. But lu yehe. But let's say there'd be a case where after he makes his taina, he doesn't have a migu, then it'd be no good. And hopefully we will explain tamo shel davar, the reason for this. But just bear with me, and please God, we will see if it flows. So based on this, the Rashbam explained that our migu, we boy amr shtar ma'alya, is only a migu b'shas ta'naso, but afterwards he doesn't have his migu anymore, because legabe the shtar has turned into cheres. Legabe shtar chaspa ba'amu mahani le'odos ba'al din shezeh chaspa, here we accept his taina to negate the shtar. And the reason is that a shtar only has koach hashtar ve'edus. As long as he tainas that it's a shtar. But if the baal hashtar doesn't taina that it's a shtar, what is it? It's cheres ba'alma. It's a garnish mit a garnish. It's cheres. Va'ikr din shtar is because lo chutzav initial is yufei. The ikr din shtar is because a person doesn't have the chutzpah to be mezayif a shtar. That's the assumption. And he himself is saying that it's mezuyif. So he's basically saying that there's no shtar here. And even though originally, when he tied it, he had a migu that he could have said it's a good shtar, but afterwards he loses migu since he's moda that this isn't a shtar. And if he makes a tiny now that it's a good shtar, it's against his hodah. It's like being toy neged edim. So it emerges that there aren't shtei tainas yicholis ills emes. In other words, the mahalach we're going is to explain that the Rashbam only said this vort of shtei tainas yicholis ills emes with regard to shtar. Because the shtei tainas always yicholis ills emes. That's normally the case. But shtar, it's not the case. Because by shtar, shtei tainas no longer could be emes. Normally you can go from taina to taina. But if you can't go from taina to taina, once you say the shtar is no good, that's it. The shtar turns into chasba ba'alma. He loses his migo. We have a din of moda b'shtar shekosvo. It's a machlokes tanoim tzarech lekaimo or ain't tzarech lekaimo. And the what does that mean? It means that the lova is modi is a shtar. It's not makuyam. It's not established as a good shtar. The lova says it's a good shtar. He's moda. He's moda that it's not mezuyif, even though he made a tain of parati. He says, but I paid it up. It was a good shtar. I just paid it up. So Shimon Gamliel holds, Eino Ne'eman. He's not believed. Ein Sarach L'Kaima. And therefore the Malva doesn't have to be Mekayim the shtar. Because all we have here now is a good shtar. Lois said it's a good shtar. And that his Pareh has no proof. So Ein Sarach L'Kaima. But why don't we believe the Love? He had a Migu. The Love had a Migu. So once the Love has a Migu, we should believe him. Could have said that was Mizuyev, but he didn't. And the answer is he lost his Migu. He doesn't have a Migu anymore. Why doesn't he have a Migu anymore? Doesn't have a Migu anymore because he passed the shtar. He's tining it's not a good shtar. So all he has is that he says parati and we say mehechitesi. Bechreach, because a Migu is tamid b'matzev sheshnei atanis yicholos los emes. And when he's mowed there, when Edom come, the two tainis can't be true anymore. But we have to understand time was shel dover. We see in the Gemara a svara of Migu Shumali l'shaker. Vayinu sheyesh l'adam ne'amanus, that what he's saying is true. Once you have this Migu of Malisha, he's saying the truth. So why do both Tainas still have to be Emes? Why do both Tainas have to remain Emes? And when it comes to a shtar, by admitting it's a bad shtar, he's chaspasizing the shtar. He's making the shtar into cheres, into nothing, and that's it. And he loses his Migu. Why do we say that? So it would appear that the Geder is why he loses his Mali l'shaker, why he loses his Ne'amanos, is l'fima shekosav Reb Shimon b'shar Yosher b'shar Zayin shedin shnei edim b'chol duchto lo rak al beir ha'emes ela gam al koach ha'gmar din debahot sheyesh lanu beir adayin en koach ladun ela de edim nosim lebeis en koach ladun. So the Yisod of Reb Shimon is that the din of two Edim in every place is not just to clarify the truth, but rather it gives the judges a koach ladun. The judges have koach ladun mikoach to shnei Edim. And according to this, in a migu, yeah, we have a beir that he's telling the truth because he has his migu. Aval en koach hagmar din ladun be. They don't have a koach gmar din. The judges don't have a koch to make a gemar din when he says his migu. So what gives the judges the koch of the gemar din? And the answer is that the koch amigu is always there, because he can make the other tiny even now. That would patter himself. But the moment Shabbatul koch ha'idei edim, memela. Lomahani mashehim nekvar called him to Ne'amanus l'chud lomahani. Ne'amanus is not alone. It's not enough. Ne'amanus alone is not enough. He needs to stay with the koach amigu. As long as he retains the koach amigu, then the beis din can give their gemar din. But if he doesn't have this migu, then there's no gemar din. There's no koach gemar din. If he passes the shtar, if Edom passes the shtar, he himself is like Edom, or does Baldin Kamedim Tami? That's it, he lost his Migu. So the Basin doesn't have the Koach Ladun. Again, would the Basin needs the Edom give the Basin the Koach Ladun, or the Migu gives the Edom the Basin the Koach Ladun? If he shtares his Migu, if he deactivates his Migu by passing the Shtar, then the judges don't have the power to judge. And therefore, Kishabat Latina Shnia, Shim Kablam Hoda Aso, Shuv Batl Koach Amigu. So when he makes his hodah, that's it. Even though there's a beir that he's an adam ne'aman, but that alone is not sufficient to judge. So with this Emir Tzashem, in the next shir, we are going to explain the gedulei truma. who we saw kasha on him in the previous shir, that he had asked on the Rashbam in Shai Yud Zayin, Harei Biparati Migu de Mizuyef. It's the same thing. What did the Rashbam say? Both Tainas have to be MS, and therefore we can't accept it because he's nullifying the power of the Taina of that it's a good Shtar. Also, when he says Parati, he says I paid up. He could have said Mizuyef. It's the same thing. Because what is, when he says Parati, what is he saying? He's saying it's a good Shtar. Once he says it's a good shtar, he can't say it's mezuyef anymore. He can't say the shtar is no good. So if that migu works, why doesn't this migu work? And the kasha is, why did he only ask from this migu? Every migu is like that. You're mevatel the other taina. So, we're going to be metaritz that kasha. And we had another kasha. We had the Nebuke Yosef, who asked on the Rashbam that when somebody is sitting on land, and he makes it tiny, he says, you bought it in front of me. He's believed because he could have said, he says, you sold it in front of me. He's believed because he could have said, I bought it directly from you. So he says, look, that migu works. Why doesn't this migu work? The answer is, that's not a hodah brura. Here it's a hodah brura. Here it's clear. There he just says that I bought it from, you sold it. It was bought in front of me. So I know that you sold it. He could have said that I bought it from you. That's not a hodah brura that he didn't buy it from him. Because he didn't say I didn't buy it from you. But here he's mamish saying that it's a bad shtar. But why does he ask from this migu? Why doesn't he ask from any migu? Those were the kashas that we asked. So please God, in the next shir, we will see based on our yesod, and we will continue seeing the flows mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.